U.S. Senator Chris Murphy visited the University of Connecticut Health Center this week to highlight cancer research and President Obama's call for a moonshot in the fight against the deadly disease. Murphy also celebrated a $2 billion increase in National Institute of Health medical research grants authorized by Congress for 2016. NIH provided $57 million to UConn Health in 2015, supporting about 1,000 workers. Last year, Connecticut institutions received more than $457 million in NIH grant funding for 1,100 projects. The Democrat says the federal government has set aside $32 billion for research grants this year.
UConn's already a leader in research to discover cures and treatments to cancer. And I want to make sure that we're in a position to win a lot of these grants that are going to come out as part of this new moonshot initiative that the president has announced, but also part of the $2 billion increase that we just approved in the Senate for NIH in general.
Dr. Bruce Liang is dean of the UConn School of Medicine.
We have researchers who are pioneering the discovery of what makes a normal colon polyp transform into a colon cancer polyp. Because if you could figure out what pathways that lead a colon polyp, which is benign, to become a malignant cancer, you can interrupt that. You can then prevent the colon cancer from happening.
Liang says UConn Health also focuses on bone and breast cancer research. Vice President Joe Biden held the first meeting of the White House Cancer Moonshot Task Force Monday. President Obama plans to ask Congress for $755 million in cancer research funding as part of his 2017 budget. The American Cancer Society says more than 1 million people in the U.S. get cancer every year. Meanwhile, death rates decreased roughly 1.5% between 2002 and 2011, according to the National Cancer Institute. Murphy is hopeful the president's call will change the mindset around cancer research.
The NIH hasn't been real interested in funding risky research that has a low chance of success, but that's meant that we haven't really made the progress in terms of cancer survival rates or diagnosis rates that we should.
A member of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, Murphy says incremental research has not produced the advances expected when spending billions of dollars on the effort. He says the government has to start challenging researchers to think outside the box and support cutting-edge strategies.
One area that there's clearly going to be more focus on is personalized research and personalized medicine. There's one researcher at UConn that is taking tumors out of individuals who have had an initial cancer diagnosis and then taking that tumor and turning it into a vaccine that's put back into the individual that is personalized for their cancer that can greatly decrease their likelihood of having a reoccurrence. That kind of personalized research and personalized medicine is expensive, but that's the kind of moonshot, that's the kind of innovative approach that may actually start to make some progress.
The White House task force is also calling on the NIH, the Food and Drug Administration, Veterans Affairs, and other agencies to work together on fighting cancer. Dr. Liang expects the national effort to produce innovative research.
We would like to see more funding, which is actually a very, very small fraction of the federal budget devoted to research. We'd like to see more an increase in the federal budget devoted to research. And we don't want to lose the edge in the world of competitiveness on science and technology development. And if you don't put money in it, we're not going to be the leader in the world.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.